I'm Logan.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Automatic for the People. It's automatic, it's automatic,
it's automatic. We got it that time.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jess, Logan doesn't know what Baby Shark is.
Do I know what that is?
Awesome.
Oh, God. You have a toddler, too?
I do.
Well, but... Google it.
Okay.
You don't.
Don't. Is this like a cartoon? Like, what? I don't
know. It's a stupid song.
It's like one of those weird, like, Japanese infomercial songs or something. I don't know. It's like, people have way too much free time. And then they send me stuff at work, and I'm like, I don't have time for this. So.
All right, I'll Google it later.
Well, let's hope the baby shark phase is gone. How old is your kid?
She's two. So.
It might be gone by the time she gets into that.
Good.
Like Barney. I'm so glad Barney was gone when my kid got old enough.
Ugh. Or like the Teletubbies, that stuff was awful.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I don't know what any of this stuff is. I don't have children. I do know what Barney is. And I know what the Teletubbies are. I have no idea what they were about, though. I mean.
It was after my time. I mean, I'm a little younger than you guys, but not that much. So it was all the kids that I babysat watched it. So.
I know that one was named Tinky Winky because there was this guy that used to work with me who they called Tinky Winky. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, it's a Teletubby. I was like, yeah, I didn't watch that. So, but I work with people that are generally a lot younger than me, and they're always referencing things, and it makes me feel old. But it's okay because most of them went to college, and I'm still smarter than all of them. So, I like to remind them that they have college debt. I do not. I have medical debt, but they have college debt. They elected that, and we make the same amount of money. So,
I'm sure they love that.
One of them has a degree from the University of Georgia. Like, how much was that?
Oh, man.
So, this is Jess, who hasn't been on this podcast in years.
Yeah, no. You guys talk about me a lot, apparently, though. I was listening to some of the old episodes because I was catching up on Legion, and I kept hearing my name. I'm like, whoa, hang on a second.
You're, like, the only person that ever sends us anything. We talk about you and Spencer a lot.
Yeah, but you actually know Spencer.
I mean, kind of.
I feel kind of like a random person that I'm like, hey.
That's actually kind of why he knows Spencer, though.
What?
It's because of the whole film to Spencer thing, right?
I mean, yeah, that's how we met. That's a long, weird story. So.
That we probably shouldn't get into.
I mean, this podcast has more listeners than the podcast that I started listening to when I was like, oh, I really like these guys. So, which sounds like I'm throwing him under the bus, but it's just kind of funny where we became like, and have way more episodes than he ever recorded on his podcast. So anyway, you were going to say something. I interrupted you.
Yes, but I don't. No, I do remember what I was going to say, but since you're recording this, I'm guessing maybe I shouldn't say it. I was gonna ask a question about other people formerly associated with your podcast.
Oh yeah, I don't know. She who shall not be named.
Yes.
I have no idea. She stopped talking to us, so I think I said something that came off wrong, which is entirely possible. So
don't piss Jess off, okay?
I don't really know what you would do to really piss me off.
I don't know what I do to piss anybody off, but it happens a lot. So I think it's because I say things and it sounds like I'm serious. And like, it, I make people mad at work all the time, and they're just like, why are you like this? I'm like, I'm totally joking. Like, if I'm talking to you, don't take anything I say seriously. So.
Just don't take me seriously, and we'll
be okay. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Unless I'm not talking to you, then take it very seriously.
Pretty much. So. Because that's what I tell people. I'm like, look, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't talk to you. Like, literally, you could say something to me, and I would just look at you and walk the other way. So, well, if I'm messing with you, then I must at least enjoy you. And so.
Goodness. Goodness.
I know we're going to talk about Legion, and Jess is... Can y'all hear me? Am I breaking up bad?
No, you're good.
No.
Okay. Jess's time on the Legion panel. What you did some other panels. You did.
I did.
It was a fan panel of Legion.
Can I
Legends of
jump
Tomorrow.
In?
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, anybody listening that's like, what the hell are they talking about? So Jess is a friend slash listener in Atlanta. She went to Dragon Con, braved the ridiculous amount of people that go to that thing, and did some fan panels and all of that, and agreed to come on and talk to us about it. And she also co-hosts the Tomorrow's Legends. That's the name of it. Am I getting that right?
That is right. Okay. Yeah, it's Tomorrow's Legends.
Tomorrow's Legends podcast, which is about the Legends of Tomorrow, which is currently the best superhero show on the CW network. So
I would agree with that.
It is surpassing all of the others. Black Lightning is slightly like below it for me right now. But everything else, I'm like, this is all like emo teen crap and I can't deal with it.
Welcome to the CW.
Yeah. So, she did some fan panels, and that's mostly what we're going to talk about. So,
well, what I was going to say is, before we jump into that, did y'all see, talking about Mr. Robot, did y'all see the new, well, not really Mr. Robot, but the new trailer for the Sam Esmail show?
Yes.
No. Wait, what's the new show?
It's, crap, if you hadn't asked me, I could have, yeah, Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Starring Julia Roberts.
What?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was the same way when I found out. I was like, wait, what?
That's
and it's
random.
And it's on Prime too. Yep. So Prime's trying to step up their game with this original programming.
I just want to know the story of not that he's like some low rank guy, but he doesn't strike me as like, oh, hey, like, I got Julia Roberts involved with this project.
No, I think it's more like he had a project out there, and Julia Roberts was like, I don't know what you're doing next, but I want to be involved.
Okay.
Interesting.
I would go more towards that direction. Like, she was like, no, I want to do something with you.
How did they meet?
Who knows? It's freaking Hollywood, man.
Yeah, I guess.
What is the show about? It's totally random.
It sounds weird that it's called Homecoming and it's got Julia Roberts in it, and it's totally like a weird kind of, it looks like it's military-ish, and she works in what she thinks is like helping like people get back into their regular lives.
But like PTSD and stuff, like she's a counselor, but it also could be like everybody in this facility is possibly brainwashed. It's funny, the trailer, I watched it probably about an hour ago and was immediately reminded of those first trailers from Mr. Robot, where I was just like, I have no idea what the hell this is, but
I'm watching it.
Really interesting.
Well, he's such a good writer.
It like, reminded me of Dollhouse.
Ooh.
Sorry, Jess.
No, it's okay. I didn't see Dollhouse either, but I've heard really good things.
It's except for the lead, it's a really good show. I'm not a fan of hers. I know she has her fans. Eliza Dushku. I know she has her fans. And I don't think she's terrible. I just don't think she should ever be the star of anything. She always has the same, like, like pissy look on her face. Like, it's okay to show emotion. You're an actor. Dollhouse is pretty good though. It's well written.
Do you get that vibe from it when you watch the trailer?
Dollhouse is only in the sense that, like these people probably aren't who they're pretending to be, which is mostly
or who
what
they
Dollhouse
think
was.
They are. Even.
Or yeah,
that's
who they
what
think
I
they are. Because Dollhouse, they're all brainwashed into believing for some small length of time that they're, you know, whatever they're needed to be for that week's episode. So sometimes it's a, you know, arms dealer. Sometimes it's a drug dealer. Sometimes it's just a escort or whatever. So yeah, it kind of feels like that. It looks weird in that Sam Esmail way. So I'm totally on board and excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give it a shot just because it's his project.
I'm kind of hoping they don't do the, hey, look, we put all the episodes out at once thing. Because I will just, like, blow through the whole season. And be like, we're going to do one podcast on this show. Because we watched all the episodes.
It's on Prime, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be one of the few shows that make Prime worth watching. Although their interface is garbage. So
it is garbage. I think so too. I can't tell what I can want.
We lost Ryan again.
No, I'm here. And so is Alexa.
I think it might be time to take your pill.
Yeah, that's what she's telling me.
Oh man. Okay, so let's
pardon
get
me while I take my pill.
Let's get to Dragon. Well, actually, pre-Dragon Con, somehow you got roped into doing a Legion fan panel.
Yeah.
A show you never watched.
Yeah, so, and they didn't, like, ask me about it. So, like, here's the thing with Dragon Con, which I had no clue literally until this year, or I probably would have done it sooner. But, like, if you just sort of find a way to loosely get involved with, like, the tracks that that are at Dragon Con. I guess, should I explain that? I guess for people that don't know what Dragon Con is, like there's a whole bunch of different tracks. There's like American and sci-fi fantasy media. There's the X track. There's, I don't know, probably a Star Trek track and Tolkien, and there's all sorts of different crap. And they're the ones that like run everything. And so like if you get involved with the tracks, it's all volunteer based. So that's kind of how you get involved with Dragon Con. So a friend of mine told me that, and he's like, and by the way, I can't do the Legends panel. He's like, but they're taking like applications for to speak right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I do a podcast on Legends. Why don't I just see if they'll let me do it? So they accepted my thing, and they're like, yeah, you're going to do Legends. And by the way, we're going to put you on Legion too. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But I hadn't watched Legion at all, so... It was a good excuse to watch it, which is exciting. But yeah, they totally just stuck me on it. I don't know why.
That's kind of cool though, because you watched Legion.
I watched 19 episodes of the craziest, most like bizarre, like WTF show in years, probably in a matter of like 12 days or something.
Something ridiculous like that, like my brain kind of wanted to melt. I was like, what is happening right now? But it's such a great show. I really do like it. The end of season two got weird. I like how like they brought it kind of back together like towards the end of it. But somewhere in the halfway point to the last few episodes, I was like, what is happening right
we
now?
We had very long discussions about that.
Yes, well, I may have listened to those discussions. I found all I could find your stuff on Stitcher, and so I was like, I don't know what's happening. I'm gonna hear what they have to say.
Yeah, there was some stuff in the middle where I was like, yeah, I love this show, but this is just too much.
Yeah, that's when I started pounding my fist like, it's getting canceled, and I really made Logan depressed about that.
Yeah, I don't know if you listened to that episode, but. At one point, they were like, there's going to be one extra episode this season. I'm like, that's awesome news. And Ron's like, well, that just means they're going to cancel the show. So they're giving them an extra episode to wrap it up. And so for like 3 weeks, it was just me bummed out because I'm like, they're going to cancel this show now, and I love it. So, and then they didn't. We're getting another season, which I'm definitely on board with. This, there's no way this show can go much further than season 3. Because, spoilers for Legion, season 2 ends with the ultimate reveal of, like, oh, hey, by the way, guys, he was the bad guy the whole time. Like, he didn't realize it, and he doesn't necessarily want to be, but that's who he is. So, I'm like, I don't know how much further you can go with that.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of what I was wondering, too. I was like, the way it ended, I'm like, I'm excited that there's another season because I want to see where they're going to go with it. But I don't know how they take it any further than that. So, did they say if it's a final season, or are they just saying...
No, they're just saying one more... They're just saying it got picked up for another season. It feels very Breaking Bad to me. I don't know if you watch Breaking Bad.
I didn't, but I know enough about it to understand.
It's that whole buildup of, like, this guy in this bad situation who makes probably not the best choices, but what he thinks are the right choices, until ultimately it turns out that he's just not really a good guy. And kind of the final season becomes him realizing that and trying to rectify it at the same time. So once he gets to that realization of, like, well, I'm a bad guy doing bad things, and then he has to kind of reverse course, that's the end of the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
It feels very much like that, which I'm okay with. I would rather have 20-some-odd episodes of a weird, messed-up, brilliant show than, you know, I don't... At this point, what season are we on of Flash?
I think this is 5. Is this 5 or... Yeah. I think it's 5, yeah, because this was 4.
Then 5 seasons of, like, oh god, who's the evil speedster this year? So
yeah, but then when they didn't do a speedster, there was a freaking revolt. Oh my god, I'm over people and over fans. I'm over it.
I actually mostly enjoyed the bad guy in the last season of Flash. I did think it got to be a little, like, Deus Ex Machina. Like, every time there was just something. He go, oh, by the way, I've, you know, here's this thing I can do now that keeps you from winning or whatever. But I didn't get the whole, like, well, we don't like this guy. Let's go back to evil speedsters. I'm like, no, enough with the speedsters.
I know. I'm kind of over speedsters. Like, I mean, not, I mean, I don't know. I'm still watching it, but it's just kind of... They did it for 3 seasons in a row, and then they did something different. And, I mean, it mostly worked. They had some points in the middle where I was just like, where is this going? And sometimes I think it's just 22 episodes. You got to make it last until the very end when you know who the big bad is. And that kind of gets frustrating because it's so formulaic after a while. But they got there. So, I don't know. We'll see what this next season is.
If they would adopt a more cable-centric model, I think it would work better for all of those shows. I mean, in general... Like
12 or 13 episodes, that's
it. Legends is usually shorter, right? It's usually like 18 episodes or something like that.
At the most, yeah.
I think Supergirl's usually shorter as well, since it switched to CW. And Black Lightning was a short season, but it was mid-season. So, and plus, CW doesn't have a lot of space, even though they're expanding to Sunday nights. I don't know how well that's going to go over. Somewhere they've got to be able to fit other shows in. Of course, with the DC app thing launching, we could see a lot of that, like some stuff transition over to the app. So, who knows there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, though. That might kind of piss me off, though, if I've been watching all of it for so many years on the CW, and then they're like, oh, by the way, now you got to pay for another streaming service, so you can, you know, that would really piss me off. They want to take something over there and start it, then great, but I don't want to, like,
well, what if it becomes like an interconnected thing, and they like not the crossovers like they do on the big like 4-part stuff they do on CW, but like, say, Heatwave and Captain Cold are going to show up on Teen Titans. Titans, not Teen Titans. Is that something... Like, are you fan enough that's like, well, I guess I'll pay the $8 for the DC streaming service?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of am interested in Titans. I don't think you guys are, but I don't mind like the dark, gritty stuff. I'm actually interested. But, yeah,
I'm pretty interested in it.
I was all on board until it was like, do you have to be like the, oh look, we're gonna be the guys that say F Batman? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, all we've heard is how the DC stuff is just so dark and moody, and people will not stop complaining about it, including me. And so you're like, we're launching a streaming service. What's the first show going to be? Titans. That's going to be great. Here's the trailer. F Batman. I'm like, oh my God. Come on. Could you give me something that's remotely? They even took Supergirl and made her all moody and mopey, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah. You can watch Teen Titans Go.
That show's not really about superheroes.
No, it's not. That one I have watched. Like, flipping through Cartoon Network, I'm like, what is appropriate to watch with a 2-year-old that I'm not going to, like, blow my brains out while I'm watching? And sadly, Teen Titans Go usually wins. Which isn't an awesome show, but it's better than other things.
It doesn't make me want to blow my brains out. I'll give it that much.
I'll give it that much. But...
it's so fast. It makes me feel like I just, like, I need bags and bags of candy and soda and whatever to get on board with that show.
I'm not going to sit down and watch it just to watch it. I'm going to sit down and watch it to keep my daughter entertained, and that's pretty much it.
So, the Legion...
That's the group they're going for, is that soda and candy. And...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So they're doing that with the Turtles now, too.
I don't even want to talk about that. So, the Legion fan panel, how'd that go?
Right, yes. So it went pretty well. I did record that one, so I can send you guys the audio if you want it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to release it in my feed for a while anyway. So, I mean, if you guys want to stick it in here, you're more than welcome to it. But, yeah. I mean, it was really interesting. So it's kind of weird, like, because everybody else has had time with the show and to kind of, like, sit and, like, think about it. And I didn't really tell anybody this, but, like, I've just come off of binge watching, like, this crazy show in the span of, like, less than 2 weeks. So part of me was kind of just, like, sitting back and listening, kind of, like, throwing in, like, comments here and there. And it was also the first one I did, so I probably sound like an idiot. I haven't listened back to it yet, but I do have the audio from it.
As somebody,
I can't wait to hear it. Even if I'm the only one that hears it, I can't wait to hear.
okay. As someone who's attended those fan panels, I don't think there's any way. Some of those people are really full of themselves. So,
there was one of those on my Legends panel. He really made me angry.
Oh, it's like my opinion of the show is the right opinion of the show, and anybody who doesn't agree with that is. And don't get me wrong, just like I express my opinions about whatever we're watching or talking about. But I mean, if somebody like truly enjoys like The Flash or Arrow or whatever, Gotham. Oh,
I do
God.
Like Gotham.
Oh,
sorry.
God, you're killing me.
sorry.
But I mean, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, your opinion is invalid because that show is terrible. I know plenty of people that love The Walking Dead, and I still watch it, and I'm just like, why? I don't understand why.
Why am I watching this?
So, you know, that's fine. If you're enjoying it, that's fine. But, I wouldn't tell you you're wrong for having the opinion of enjoying it. I might be like, I don't understand how you enjoy this. But, you know... That's fine. I can't stand people like that. I've been talking for like a year about just doing a podcast about how nerds ruin everything and just calling it Nerds Ruin Everything, because they do. Like, if you get more than two of them in a room, eventually they will ruin whatever the hell it is they're talking about for you. And I just, it makes me so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me mad too. And the, I mean, it's kind of like the whole Flash thing. I think I brought that up on the Legends panel, like as an example. I was like, everyone was complaining about speedsters. You finally got someone that's not a speedster, and everybody's sitting here complaining about how awful it was. And the guy's like, yeah, well, welcome to fandom. And I'm like, that's stupid. That makes no sense. If you're a fan of something, I don't understand why you sit and just tear it apart. Like, what, yep. Shouldn't you try and enjoy it or try and find something good? That's what I try and do. I'm really super passionate about it. Like, I'll try and find something good in it and figure out. And if I really, truly hate it, just turn it off. Why are you still watching? If you really hate the new Star Wars and the new Star Trek, don't freaking watch it, man. Come on.
The Star Wars thing has become so toxic. Like, right? We picked the absolute worst time to start a Star Wars podcast. So we're just like, this is going to be awesome. And then, you know, The Last Jedi just continues to be this, like, line in the sand for so many people. I'm like, man, now I hate Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I liked The Last Jedi. I liked The Force Awakens, too.
I mean, I defend the prequels constantly.
Look, I can't stand the prequels. And if I'm being honest, sometimes the originals get a little much for me because I didn't grow up watching them. I'll throw out that caveat, but I do appreciate them for, like, not only like what they are, but what they did for the genre. Yeah, I know. I'm a terrible person.
Definitely the right person to enjoy the new. Not that I didn't enjoy the new ones, because I really did enjoy The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens and Solo and Rogue One. But
I haven't seen those ones. I just saw them. I've seen them, the main two.
Oh, Rogue One is like the greatest Star Wars movie of all time.
It's pretty high on my list. Yeah,
you can tweet me at Polk79.
if you don't know how it ends, sorry. I mean, well, no, I didn't want to spoil it for you since you hadn't seen it.
I listened to your podcast. Like, okay. You spoiled it 1,000 times over at this point.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's our fault.
But no, I would have pressed stop if I didn't want to be spoiled, so it's fine.
Yeah, I can be pretty fatalist. So watching a movie set in a franchise that I absolutely adore, where she's like, all these people are going to die at the end, and I'm perfectly okay with that. Like, I'm just embracing this, and I need to rewatch it to see if I love it as much as I think I love it, because I haven't rewatched it in like a year and a half. But, I just, it's so great. It's just like, they're all going to die and it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. Well, didn't that like upset a lot of people? But that's kind of the whole, isn't that the point of that particular story?
Yes.
Yeah, it was totally the point.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars fans, something is going to upset them at some point. So.
Everything upsets them at some point.
Oh, but yeah, so the Legion panel went, was there any crazy theories thrown out or?
Oh man. So I don't think there were any like super crazy theories, because if I'm recalling correctly, and it's been a couple of weeks, we spent a lot of time focusing on like the different like betrayals that happened throughout the season. And like, it was really interesting and really bizarre, because at the end of the day, like, I felt like I was defending or siding with David. And then I felt that I was wrong for doing that, if that makes sense. So like, we kind of talked about, mostly like, I mean, David and his kind of arc over the whole season and how like he was betrayed, but then also how he betrayed other people. And then like, you know, pretty much everyone on that team, like they all kind of betrayed each other, like in some way. So there's a lot of talk about that. I really don't think any crazy theories got thrown out, because I feel like if they were, I would remember, but I'll have to listen.
I like that.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I like that a lot. I'm thinking about the betrayals and It's kind of like, did you make the monster or did the monster make you kind of thing?
Well, we talked about that a little bit. And
yeah,
it's not to keep comparing it to Breaking Bad, but it's a lot like Breaking Bad in that, like, by the time you get to that point, it's like, well, this dude was kind of created by his circumstances. Yes, some of it's his bad choices, but some of it's also the bad choices of other people who insisted on either A, out and out manipulating him, or B, kind of like pushing like what they wanted on him, what they wanted him to be on him. You know, it's like this weird, like to the extreme version of like, well, when I was growing up, my parents just were always riding me about studying, and they wanted me to be a doctor, and you know, it was just push, 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 push. And then when I got to college, I became just a alcoholic, drug addict, whatever, because that was where you were finally just broken by all this crap that people kept putting on you instead of letting you try to find your own way. And so by him being basically like, oh, well, this guy's the one that's going to save us all, and just pushing all that on him, you know, he A, gets it in his head that he is the savior, and then B, he's mentally unstable. You all knew that, but you wanted to ignore it and say, well, that's not it. It's just that you didn't know that you could read other people's minds. So the voices you hear, they're just other people. No, they're voices in his head, you know? So
yeah.
It's weird, but I agree with you. Like, I have a hard time. He is the bad guy, but he's not intentionally the bad guy. You know, he didn't set out to do that, you know?
Yeah, well, it's like, you can only so many times be like, well, no, you're really the bad guy. And I felt like maybe it was only towards the second half, but a good bit through the second season, they kept telling him, they're like, no, you're the villain. Like, you're not this person that we made you out to be. Like, you're not here to save us all. You're actually the bad guy. And we're going to reverse roles. And, you know, the villain is the hero and the hero is the villain. And the whole thing they did with that, which is super fascinating, but it's like, again, at the same time, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you keep telling someone over and over and over, this is what you are, it's literally what you just said. They said he was the savior, and then now they're calling him the villain. So he's like, fine, you want a villain, you got one.
Yeah,
I love the end of the second season to that whole, you wanted a villain, okay, here I am.
Yes.
Be careful what you wish for. And then him and what's her name, just like Bonnie and Clyde, and it just like, all right, ride or die, let's go.
Yes. Yeah, I liked the ending, although I was extremely confused by the whole like trial. That whole, like, there were some weird parts of that entire last episode where it was like supposed to be the Shadow King trial, and then it turned into David's trial.
Yeah.
Like, that actually, though, happened, right? It wasn't like in someone's head.
No, it was very much happening.
Okay.
So, that moment with him and her, where she's just like, no, like, you literally went in my head, manipulated my thoughts, and then raped me. Like, that's what happened. And him just not being able to see it that way, it's so freaking heartbreaking. So, for both of them. So, because they were so in love with each other.
Yeah, but was she not, like, from the start of season one, she was a completely different person. Like, completely.
Yeah, I think that's...
Or season two. Did I say season one? I meant season two. She changed a lot.
Yeah. Well, his disappearance, I think, really put her at kind of put this wall in their relationship. And I don't know. You're right. She was different. But also, she was kind of seeing, like you said, where like maybe he's not the guy we all thought he was, and but I still want to, you know, have faith in him, and I think I still love him. And then I don't know. It's not a perfect metaphor for like abusive relationships, but I kind of get it. So, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's may be the second best written show on TV right now. So, outside of Mr. Robot.
Oh, I was about to say, what's number one?
Mr. Robot, always Mr. Robot.
You better not say something stupid.
No, I would say Mr. Robot, Legion, probably Preacher.
And the Connors.
No. The best written show on TV? No.
I'm just kidding. We haven't even seen an episode.
Well, I mean, we kind of saw the prequel.
I mean, how much better can Roseanne being dead? I mean, how much better can it get?
I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I never really watched that show for Roseanne, so I'm totally on board with this.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry, I even brought it up.
Preacher's probably third. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and really. The BoJack Horseman is so good, and I know I've like. Pardon the pun, beat that dead horse, but everybody should be watching BoJack Horseman.
Is he dead?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, if he's dead, I'm not watching any more episodes. I see dead horses. Like, as soon as somebody says that, I'm turning it off and I'm not watching anymore.
It's a great show. I mean, don't watch it with your kids or anything, because it's pretty vulgar, but... It's a great show. It's funny and also very existential, which I dig. So, anyway, so, yeah, Legion was great. It's so weird to me that you watched all of those episodes at once.
I'm kind of, like, jealous. I mean, like, super jealous, because
I want to go back and
watch them all. Yeah. But I just don't know, because I've already seen them, if I can get, like, I need something like that motivator, like you got, like, hey, you're on a fan panel. You better watch them.
Yeah. I will say, like, it probably was good, at least for the first half of season one. Not that I, like, was bored or thinking, oh, I'm not going to watch this. But, like I said, it was a good motivator to, like, keep going. And then by the time you're, like, a few episodes in, I was like, I have to know how this ends. Like, I have to know. And then once you start season two, it's, like, really, really good. And then all of a sudden they do the weird stuff for, like, three or four episodes. And I'm like, how in the hell are they going to wrap this shit up?
It's like, one dude on the show who isn't white, and you kill him and put him in a computer.
What is that whole computer thing? That was,
I don't know, man.
Very odd, very confusing.
And they never revisit it. Like,
no.
Like two episodes later, you're just like, where's Tonami at? Like, I don't know, he's in that computer somewhere. So...
Okay. I thought he would show back up at least in the last episode, and it's still like, well, where is he at?
Yeah, they left a lot hanging on like the last episode.
Yeah,
a lot of storylines they just didn't wrap up.
I want to know the conversation of, I guess maybe he knows John Hamm, because God, I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's done a lot of TV work though, but like. So John Hamm is the voiceover guy for those little weird...
The narrator.
Yeah, interstitial segments. And it's just like, why is John Hamm doing the voice for this? It's so bizarre to me.
Yeah, but he has a good voice. Yeah, I liked him.
It is really good.
Like, I could listen to that dude read the phone book to me.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love John Hamm. I think he's an underrated dramatic and comedic actor, which is weird because I know that he got a lot of praise for his work on Mad Men. But to me, that was, I mean, I guess it was drama, but it was drama to me like the way Grey's Anatomy is drama. Like, I think he can, like, legit do, you know, stage work, you know, kind of drama, which he has. So, but comedically, he's entirely underrated. So, he's done, like, a handful of things. I know everybody knows him from 30 Rock, and the 30 Rock stuff is funny, but, like, he's done a lot of, like, one-off weird things that are just hysterical. So, just go on his IMDb page and find something you've never heard of and go, I'm going to watch that. I guarantee you it's funny.
All right. Yeah, I've not seen much of his, like, funny stuff. I mean, I watched Mad Men, and he... I think he does, like, the voiceovers for some commercials that are on the air right now. Because every once in a while, I'm like, I think that's John Hamm, but I'm not sure. Sounds just like him.
What was the David? There was a David Cross show that was on BBC, and I can't remember the name of it. But John Hamm had a very small, like, repeating role in it.
Mm.
And it was on Netflix for a while. And I don't remember what it was called. And now I have to look it up because it'll drive me absolutely insane. So you have to kind of like David Cross, though. I know he can be a little unbearable for people.
He was, I think I'm thinking of the right guy. He was on Arrested Development.
Yeah, he's Tobias.
Yeah.
Michael, okay. I blew myself.
I knew I heard that John Hamm name recently. That's the guy they want to be Batman.
Yeah, they've been talking about him being Superman and or Batman for...
Yeah, I think he should play both. That way they could do this, like, weird, like, Superman is Batman kind of thing. Like,
oh, so gosh.
What?
The well, show... Aren't they going to cast Michael B. Jordan as Superman? Did you
I don't know. I saw that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that happening, so... okay, the show is called The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret, which is an incredibly long name.
But it sounds fantastic.
It is awesome. There are only 20-something episodes, so it was only on for like 2 seasons. It's got a ton of people in it. Lots of British actors because it was filmed overseas. But but yeah, it's hysterical. And he shows up, like, in a handful of episodes in this really small part that it's just like, is that John Hamm? What the hell is he doing? And he's really funny. It's got Will Arnett in it, too.
Oh, I like Will Arnett, too.
Yeah, he does the voice of the BoJack Horseman that Logan was talking about.
Yeah.
He's the only reason I started watching the show was because Logan told me that he was in it. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to watch it because I love him.
BoJack is so good, but it's one of those shows, like, when I started watching it, like, it's funny, but it's also really mean. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And then by the end of the first season, I was like, oh, like, they start explaining why he's such an asshole, and not explaining it, but like showing you it semi like the way Legion is, where it's just like, okay, so he didn't start out this way. Like, so we're going to show you like the backstory, kind of how all of these elements that he unwittingly invited into his life kind of wound up shaping him into this complete and total just jerk. So and I love that. So
I'm really curious about the Legions panel that you did, because we don't talk
you mean
a
legends
lot of,
you said legions
whatever
Legion of Superheroes.
I haven't drank a drop, I promise. Yeah, the Legends panel, because we talk a little bit about the stuff we watch, like Arrow and stuff, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So how did the Legends panel go? And you said there was one really kind of, you know, arrogant dude there, but
you should totally name names. Call him out.
No, don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. Also, I'm not 100% positive I remember the correct name, so I probably shouldn't do that. Well, I mean, like, this dude, like, I think he was supposed to be our moderator. he shows up late, like 10 minutes late after we've already started like the entire discussion.
You walked around Dragon Con. You know how hard it is to get anywhere.
Look, the rest of us were there. Look, it was a 10 a.m. panel on Monday. There's no one left on Monday.
That's absolutely true. I will back you up on that. If you can make it to Monday, it's just like, holy shit, it's like a ghost town.
Yeah, because everybody's just like, everybody's like packing up and trying to get out. Like, it's crazy. It's like Sunday night is still kind of busy, and then there's no one there on Monday. But anyway, I digress. So, like once he got there, he dominated a good bit of the conversation, and it kind of went on some tangents. We started the panel, and I mean, if you guys want to listen to it, it is out in my feed, or if anybody listening to this wants to listen to it, just look for the Tomorrow's Legends feed and you can hear the whole thing. But we started with a Bebo poll. So I'm curious, where do y'all fall on the Bebo love hate?
I'm down for Bebo.
It's brilliant.
Oh God, I hate it. It's so stupid.
That's why it's brilliant.
Bebo is to me as Gotham is to you, Logan.
Like that, they kept bringing it back. It's like it's come. It's almost kind of like the. Even though I don't love Family Guy at all anymore, but it's like the Family Guy rule, like. The first time it happens, like, oh, yeah, that's funny and kind of cute. And then the second time it happens, you're like, okay, well, you're bringing that up again. And then the third time, it's just like, okay, again? And then, like, the fourth and fifth time, it's just like, oh, this is effing hysterical.
Oh, my God. So I didn't like the whole like, ending fight with, like, Bebo versus Mollis. I just thought it was a letdown.
I thought it was kind of stupid. I didn't think that was kind of stupid.
It was stupid, but that's why I loved it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I get what they're doing. I get why they're doing it. I mean, they come up with, like, this, like, goofy, you know, stupid character to embody, like, whatever, you know, annoying thing you could think of from your childhood.
I mean, it's a total riff on Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. And they obviously can't use a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man because of whatever. I don't know. Is that like a copyright thing or I don't know how that works.
I'm sure it is.
Royalties or whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, they basically did that, but then they used Bebo. I don't know.
I mean, I can understand.
I can't say I enjoyed the fight. But I do like the, I would prefer the less in your face references and more like,
yes,
just you might see a Bebo thing in the background or something. Like, that's okay, why does this funny. Stupid thing keep showing up?
Exactly. It was funny when he made an appearance on Flash and then they destroyed them. That was hilarious. The Gary's Bebo socks I thought were hilarious. Like the episode where they introduced him, I was like, this is kind of stupid, but whatever, I'll go with it. And it's Legends. I mean, it's goofy. But then when it kept coming back in references, I was okay with it. I was like, okay, yeah, that's kind of funny. But then when they did the whole like fight scene at the end where I was expecting some like big like production thing with well, I mean, it was a big production like CG wise, but like with everybody like using the totems or something to defeat Mollis. But no, they just created a giant.
I was more upset that they just keep bringing back what's his name is the bad guy. Neil McDonough,
Damian,
who I love. I absolutely love that guy. But I was like, I'm so tired of Damian Dug. Okay, I
absolutely love what guy?
Neil McDonough plays Damian Dark. He also played in Captain America. Yeah.
Justified.
Yeah, I love him.
God, he's so good in Justified.
That was a great show. You've never watched Justified?
Yeah, Ryan, you really should.
Don't even start.
Okay, so...
Have you seen Inception yet?
No.
You need to watch that movie.
Wait, did I watch Inception?
No, you watched A Beautiful Mind.
Come on, man.
No, I watched the one where in the prison, too. What's that one? Or they're in the insane asylum.
Shutter Island.
Yeah. Shutter Island. Yeah. I like Shutter Island. I watched that one.
I liked the book. I'd actually never watched the movie. It was a good book, though.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Sorry, I got distracted.
Justified.
No, you're always talking about the first episode of Firefly and like these first episodes that like hook you into
shock. I've seen the first time out. I've seen the first episode of Justified.
How in the hell did you not watch any more episodes?
Because it was not readily available to watch them all when I watched the first episode.
The whole series. So I was like, oh, I'll check this out right now.
I know. But I said, okay, well, I'll check this out. And then before I know it, the season's over. And I'm like, however many episodes behind. And I was like, oh, I'll catch up. And then 5 years down the road, I still haven't watched it. So
the show ended like 5 years ago.
Walton Goggins might be the greatest. I don't
have to get caught up.
Walton Goggins might be the greatest actor, the greatest American actor currently working today.
Wait, who's that?
He's, God, drawing a blank on his name.
Technically the bad guy in Justified.
He's the bad guy.
Which
skinny, crackheaded looking dude.
Oh.
Going bald, balding up front, kind of.
Why am I drawing a blank on his freaking name, man? Boyd Crowder.
Yes.
He was in one of the Predator movies, right?
Not the Predators. He was in Predators.
He was also interesting about that.
And on The Shield as Shane Vendrell, which The Shield is right there with Jesse.
Yeah, that's where I know him from, The Shield. Yeah.
Right, The Shield, I've never seen.
If you like Justified, you should watch The Shield.
Right.
Yeah. Get like a totally different version of the commish than which I don't know if you're old enough to know the commish, but what's that guy's name?
Why you put me on the spot, man?
I don't know. He was in No Ordinary Family.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
I love Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, well, The Shield is like Michael Chiklis if he was like a soprano.
Yeah, he's not necessarily a good dude, but it's really hard not to root for him.
Isn't that what kind of like launched him a little bit, or was he pretty famous?
Well, he was predominantly like a kind of a comedy guy before that, because he was on a show called
80s stuff
that was like one of those cop shows that was kind of funny and not too serious. Kind of like a Magnum P.I. or Cagney and Lacey, or I'm just having 80s stuff because I'm old. but yeah, it kind of relaunched him as like, oh, this super serious actor. And also kind of put a nail in his coffin of like, you'll never be anything except this guy again. So, you know. Yeah, unfortunately, he hasn't done much in the way of successful projects since then. He was on Gotham.
he was on Gotham. He was on American Horror Story for a couple of seasons.
I didn't watch that.
I still want to watch this season, but I've never seen it before.
You don't have to. It's an anthology.
I know, but it has all the characters, doesn't it?
Well, they claim that this season is supposed... It's a lot of the same actors, but they're different characters. And it's not confusing. They are distinctly different characters. I say that. I haven't watched... I stopped watching with the hotel season. Did this weird thing with Lady Gaga and vampires, and it lost me. And I just didn't go back to it. But supposedly, like, this season, they're supposed to be... They had hints in previous seasons that possibly some of the seasons tied together, like, from a timeline perspective. And so supposedly season 8 is supposed to bring together like several of the seasons, which is going to be interesting because a lot of those actors were in all of those seasons. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was also thinking that like this might be a good place to pick it up because if I watch it and like it, then I'll be like, oh, I totally got to find out what happened before this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the seasons prior, in my opinion, prior to season 5 were the best ones. Season 4 was kind of like, eh. It was weird, but I got sucked in and I kind of had to finish it. And then season 5 was super weird. Like, it had a really cool Shining vibe, but then they did this weird thing with vampires. And ever since they tried to reboot vampires and do the whole Twilight bullshit, I can't do vampires anymore. So,
It made it really fun in Preacher. I'll tell you that much.
Do you watch Castle Rock?
No, but I really want to. I
You
haven't watched it though.
absolutely should. You mentioned The Shining,
I like
so
Stephen King.
yes, you definitely the whole first season, hopefully there will be a second season, is available on Hulu, and it is absolutely brilliant.
I don't have Hulu, but I will acquire it. Some friends of mine do a podcast for it, I think.
I will have to check that out. So, especially if they're big Stephen, like if they know they're Stephen King, because I know that there's references that I don't get, because I haven't read Stephen King in like 10 years, but I used to pretty much exclusively read Stephen King books. So there's stuff in there that I'm just like, oh, I know what that's from. Oh, I know what that's from. So, and it's not just a reference. The story is really, really good and compelling and kind of winds up being way more bizarre than you think it's going to be. So,
Interesting. Did you guys watch and or read 11/22/63?
no, I wanted to, and then I got so far away from like reading novels because I just got
It's a
into reading
long one too.
comics. Yeah, it's huge.
It
And
is.
then I wanted to watch the series, and then when it came out, I heard like, well, it's not that good. And I was like, man, I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch the series. I don't have Hulu, so all these ones that come out on Hulu, I have to get creative to watch them.
Do a Ryan Darth.
I get creative with all my watching.
Yeah,
And
we
he
get
still pays
creative with
for
a lot of.
Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah, I pay
That's
for
not for my
Netflix.
benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I pay for Netflix, so if it's on Netflix, I'll tend to watch it. And then we have Amazon Prime, so I can watch stuff on there. And we have cable. So I can record like whatever
Money in the
airs.
shows like if
Yeah.
Netflix is gonna keep putting money into shows like Iron Fist, I'm just gonna cancel
Well,
it.
is there not a show Netflix will turn down? I mean, they have
At
like,
this point, I don't think there is. We should write a show.
right? Probably get picked up by Netflix.
I watch a lot of their original content. Most of it, well, actually, no. I watch some of their original content because when I go in and look at how much they create, I'm like, holy hell, guys.
It's a
But I do watch
lot.
a lot of Netflix originals. Almost all of them are good, but it is this formula of we're gonna throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. So.
Yeah. No, I've watched some of their original stuff and it was pretty. I'm trying to remember what it's been a while since I've had time to like delve into Netflix, but
I mostly dig the Marvel stuff, the
yeah.
Daredevil and all that. But BoJack, of course, which I can't resist getting another, go watch BoJack plug in there. I'm watching season two of Atypical right now, which is basically about a family. One of the kids is autistic, and he's in high school, and it's kind of like how they deal with that, and it's really, really good.
Interesting.
And I watch a few other things. I like being able to just binge entire shows, so.
Yeah, see, I like that it's available, but having the time to like sit, like I have to like literally schedule it into my
Well,
evening.
you have a young child, so.
It's hard, yeah. So especially since I'm like doing a podcast on Legends, that I'll tend to stay caught up with like, for me, the three core CW shows, which are Arrow, Flash, and Legends. Like, and I tried Supergirl. I can't. I tried Black Lightning. I know everybody loves it, but that for me was just too like in your
I'm in the
face
minority
political.
there. Yeah, it was a little bit too much for me.
I couldn't get it.
I loved it. So, but
Most people I know loved it.
I do kind of get down on the like anything that's like in your face and like kind of middle finger. I'm just like, yeah, that's awesome. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I might give it another shot one day. It was one of those things where it was like Legends ended, and like I think it was like episode two or three came on, and 10 minutes in, I was like, "Oh good God, where's the remote? I cannot do this." So it
You
kind
should
of
watch
turned me off.
Wynonna.
A friend of mine does a podcast on that as well. He's like a big Dragon Con kind of guy, and he's like super involved in the fandom, and he loves that show. I've heard it's
Well,
good.
the writing is just as bad sometimes as some of the stuff on Black Lightning, But
no, Black Lightning's better written than Wynonna Earp.
I said it's just as bad sometimes. As well, I meant Black Lightning was bad sometimes. But the references and just the pop culture-ness of the show is just great. I mean,
nobody talks like the characters on Wynonna Earp. Like, some of the things they say, I'm like, it's like literally reading people's text messages out loud. It's like, what the hell are they talking about? But it's great because one of the characters is Doc Holliday, who has survived into the present day. So he gets to be the guy that's just like, what the hell are you guys talking about? You know, because I'm from the Old West. I don't understand any of this. It embraces the ridiculousness of everything. Like, even more so than Legends of Tomorrow. Like, it just completely leans into, like, we're stupid and we know it. So, I dig it.
Yeah, I have a very, very long list of things to catch up on someday. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Start with Preacher.
Start with Preacher? All right.
Start with Preacher.
I think you like Preacher.
You'd
when you get to the vampire stuff, just remember, it gets better.
Well, actually, the vampire stuff starting out in Preacher is very good. It's in season 3, where it's like, maybe, but it does get better.
But it kind of did what, like, is a vampire, spoiler alert, but it kind of did what Jess is talking about, and it took that whole
like the culture, Twilight vampire thing. It was just
the Twilight stuff, and it brought it in, and it made you think it was gonna do it, and then it's like, nope.
this is all bullshit. So,
this is how vampires who play baseball in the thunderstorms die.
A friend of mine, well, we talk about Preacher on this podcast now, but at one point in time, I had a Preacher specific podcast with a friend of mine, Tim, and Preacher's based on a well-known comic book series. One of the main characters is a vampire, and he had never read the comic, and so I was explaining it to him. I was like, oh yeah, and like, so Cass is a vampire, and he's like, what? It's like, well, he's a vampire. Well, I didn't know that, man. I'm like, well, it's not really a spoiler. He's like, yeah, it is. It's like, no, it's not. Like, that's like me telling you that he's a preacher is a spoiler, man. Like, it's literally what the character is, you know? Like,
yeah.
Tulip's a female. Oh my god, I spoiled it for you. You know? I just like, no, that's not. It's not a spoiler, man. He's a vampire. Like, literally, there's scenes of him, like, in the previews, covered in blood. Like, what did you think that was?
Interesting.
We got way off track. We're talking about the Legends panel.
What's your favorite Legends character, Jeff?
My favorite Legends character? Oh, that's tough. It probably changes based on the episode. I mean, I love Sarah just because she's awesome and a kick-ass female, so I appreciate that.
There are episodes where I'm like, I really love this character. And then there are episodes where I'm like, oh my god, I cannot stand her.
Yeah, there's some episodes. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've all got their episodes. Like, I think Nick Zano is just funny, and he's dumb.
Is that the guy that turns into steel?
Yeah, and they don't.
He's
much
my
with
favorite
him,
character.
But he always makes me laugh. Like the episode when he was high is hilarious. Yeah.
His pop culture stuff makes him like the center of the show. Like if he wasn't there, they wouldn't get some of these references. And he uses pop culture to help them get out of some of their situations.
Mick is my favorite character.
Yeah, I love Mick. His one-liners, you can't get past those. Those are great.
I don't think it'll ever change. And like the bromance and the, like, you can still feel like how broken hearted he is about everything that went down. And it I love that, man.
Yeah. I love all the characters. I mean, if I'm being honest, because I love this show. I do a podcast about it. I mean, it's a good But I like Zari a lot this past season just because she's so snarky and she's kind of like my spirit animal. So,
and that's the one with the totem.
Yeah, she was the new one that they found in the future, and they had the whole thing with the brother.
I'm bad with names.
The actress is Tala Ash. I don't know if that helps.
For him, probably not.
I don't know. Y'all always list off actor names instead of character names anyway, so.
Yeah. I was really hoping they would do more with,
I know you're talking Wally.
I was, too. I was disappointed when they couldn't really do much with him either, and now, he's like, done for the most part. They're gonna, I think, wrap him up and send him off in the Flash.
And I don't know. I hate to, again, be this guy, like, so this show has had two black characters now that they've basically just written off for whatever, because they couldn't figure out what to do with him. Like, I don't get it.
I thought Wally West, the guy that, I thought he wanted to leave the show.
Well, yeah.
In the end, I mean, I think he kind of either saw the writing on the wall or just was like frustrated with the whole process, which I kind of like don't blame him. But I mean, I think he said in interviews and stuff that he's around. So like if they ever wanted him to come back in for like an arc or for a cameo or whatever, like he would, you know, be willing to do that. But I think he's focusing on his music. He does music, I guess.
Yeah. He's a talented kid, man.
Yeah.
I just, it's kind of frustrating that, like, you did it to one character and then you did it to another character. They just can't figure out what to do with them, you know? And
I know.
It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, sorry. I like her.
The female characters on the show are really, really strong. I mean, mm-hmm. That probably doesn't mean much coming from a straight white guy, but I feel like they're really strong. And. You know, you've had two male black characters that just pretty much fell flat after, like, pretty spectacular debuts on The Flash. Like, they were both really solid in The Flash. Yeah. And then they just kind of fell flat.
But the non-white female characters are pretty prevalent in the show.
Right. Didn't want to turn it. I just mean, like, it has like a couple of white dudes in the show and then a bunch of female characters, and it's the only really diverse show that superhero show, at least that network has, because I mean, I guess Flash is kind of diverse, but it mostly just feels like this dude and his college buddies, you know, running around pretending to be superheroes. At this point anyway. And this feels more, feels like a non-ridiculous version of Fast and the Furious, if that makes any sense. Like, it's not about cars, it's about time travel. Because, like, Fast and the Furious, if you watch that movie, you're like, holy shit, like, there are a lot of different races and genders and whatever, like, represented in that series. And not a lot of movies are like that. So it just sucks that you can't seem to do anything with these male black characters. So not making a political statement about it. It sucks because I like both of those characters.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. I'm still mad that they, I guess spoilers for Legends if you're not caught up, I'm still mad that they killed off Stein. I'm still super mad about it.
I was just scrolling through the cast, and I thought about him and the other dude that were Firestorm, and that was a really good character, and them combined was fantastic. I mean,
I preferred Robbie Amell, I think, a little bit more to, I don't know how to pronounce his name, so I'm just going to use his character name, like, to Jax. Like, I liked Jax, and they developed him, like, over the seasons, and I was, you know, sad to see him go, but I preferred the original version of Firestorm just because I liked what Robbie did with it better, like, if that makes sense. But
I didn't understand his departure either. So
I think he left to do that other show on.
And then it got canceled, didn't it?
Yeah.
Was that what it was? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they kind of left his, but they always left him leaving on the show. Like, I mean, you kind of assumed that he died, but they never really super confirmed it because of the whole like black hole thing.
And he did come back as the bad version at one point, right?
Whenever they did the Earth 2 stuff, he came back as the evil version. I forget what the name was. But.
So what are your thoughts like about Matt Ryan coming into the show?
I think it's going to be good. I'm actually trying to catch up on Constantine because I never watched it when it aired. I watched the first like 4 episodes and then had to binge watch
Legion.
They filmed
that show in the city you live in and you didn't watch it.
Sure did. He's got a 404 number. I saw that on TV and I was like, hey, Constantine's in Atlanta.
Yep. There's a few shots that some friends of mine were up there. Actually, I think it was around DragonCon when you were there filming an episode. And some friends of mine are in a background shot of one of the episodes. I'm like, well, that's weird.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I didn't realize it was actually... Because, you know, a lot of stuff that's, like, filmed here is filmed, like, way out in, like, Coventry or whatever, right. Like, in the freaking country. And so, like, when they, like... And I think it was in the pilot, they, like, opened up and it was, like, the Atlanta skyline. And I'm like... Hey, that they literally filmed it here. Like, cool.
Yeah, I remember watching it when it aired and just being like, well, that's Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. I had the same reaction.
I've only driven through that city 100 times. So it's yeah. Very strange. It's even weirder. Like, me and Ryan are from not a small town, but we're from Columbus, Georgia, which is about 2 hours south of Atlanta. And they never do anything there. It's mostly just known for being where Fort Benning is. And so they filmed, I was just talking about today, Ryan, what's the name of the movie? Need for Speed. They filmed Need for Speed with Rami Malek there.
Oh.
And there's not a ton, and it's only like one or two scenes. There's not a ton there, but there's a scene on a bridge where they blow up a car and like flip it. It was filmed on this bridge in Columbus, and like, so there's all these other scenes in other places, and they cut to this bridge scene, and it's just like, I've driven across that bridge so many times, and it just looks so out of place. Stuff like that's okay. Always weird to me. So,
well, it's so weird. They filmed one of the more recent Fast and Furious movies, one of the big chase scenes, they filmed it up by my house. So like, I was driving into work one day and there's like all of these signs like cast and crew this way, like this street is shut down for these hours. And it was, you know, during the workday, so like it didn't impact me at all. But I haven't watched the movie because I haven't watched all of the Fast and Furious like 10,000 movies that there are. But I was like, I really only want to watch that movie just to see that street that I drive on every single day.
Well, I stopped at Fast and Furious, too, if that makes you feel any better.
That's where I stopped.
Well, it's too fast, too furious. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Oh, come on.
I'm not sure if y'all are going to believe this, but they continue to race cars and chase each other around.
No way.
Unbelievable.
With the dude from The Client. Wait, was it The Client?
Yeah, yeah. The kid?
That country dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday Night Lights dude.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible. He was in the third one, I think. Tokyo Drift, maybe?
Yeah, Tokyo Drift.
Like, he has a legit southern accent, and even I can't stand to listen to it. It was like, oh my god, dude. That drawl. You also did the Mr. Robot panel, which you didn't know you were going to do, right?
No, so this was a funny story. And by funny story, I mean, I literally volunteered myself to be like, I'll run this discussion with this other guy I've never met before. Sure. It's like, we walked in and the dude that is supposed to be moderating is literally like sitting off to the side and he's like talking to the other guy. He's like, hey, have you actually watched this show? And the guy's like, no, I've not watched this show. And I'm like, how have you not watched this show? And how are you going to moderate a panel if you literally have never seen it? So he's like, have you watched the show? I was like, yes, would you like some help? And so I went up, and another guy that was sitting next to me, we were both dressed up that day as, like, we both put on, like, the Mr. Robot masks, and I wore, like, a black hoodie, and he had on, like, the tux. So we were the two that sat up there and moderated the panel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. But then as soon as I sat down, I was like, oh my God, it's been a year since I've watched the show, just about. What the hell happened? Then I found myself Googling the finale. And then as soon as I started, like, reading a couple of things, I'm like, oh, okay, we can talk about this. Ooh, and we can talk about this. And it was actually a really good discussion. And everybody, because it wasn't a huge fan panel, there was like 10 people in the room. But so everybody was, like, really interactive and kind of contributing and throwing out, like, oh, well, you know, what if they go this way and what could they do about that? And so it was pretty cool.
So at the time, I don't think they had made the announcement, right?
They had literally the day before.
Okay.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think they did it like 1 or 2 days before. I remember seeing something about her being on the Mr. Robot panel.
Yeah.
So did anybody have any thoughts on that? Or did anybody feel the way I felt? Like, well, I'm glad they get to end it their way, but now I just don't really want to be here anymore.
but that's exactly how I feel. that was pretty much the consensus. I don't think a lot of people had heard about it. And so, like, you know, the guy that I did the panel with, like, we were kind of talking back and forth. I was like, hey, did you hear about season 4? He's like, yeah, it's going to be the last one. And I was like, okay, we need to make sure we tell people that. I don't think a lot of people realized it, but we definitely tried to get some, like, speculation of, like, where we think they could go with season 4. Spent a lot of time talking about, like moving that, whatever the project is, like, to the Congo, and, like, how the particle accelerator ties in with, like, how Elliot's dad and Angela's mom died, and then her, like, having this psychotic break and, like, trying to, like, rewind time with a TiVo or whatever she was doing. So that got really interesting.
Do you have any theories?
Theories?
where would you, like, do you want a happy ending? Do you want it to be like, holy shit, they figured out a way to travel in time and fix everything? Or if it's like this big MacGuffin and it's just like, no, you can't change the past and, you know, you just have to move forward. Are you going to be like, well, this is depressing?
Yes, but at the same time, I think I will completely love that because I feel like it's more true to the show. Like, I love time travel stuff. Do not get me wrong. Love it. But the show has been so grounded in reality, like, the whole time, that part of me thinks they're just kind of like, not like messing with us, but just kind of like throwing it out there and trying to, like, weave it all together and be like, we want you to go down this trail because we want you to kind of sympathize with where Angela is and maybe a little bit where, like, Elliot is and how, like, broken they are as a result of, like, their parents' deaths, and all they want to do is, like, go back and fix it. And then, like, just to kind of complete that journey and realize that they can't. As heartbreaking as it will be, or already has been, I guess the stuff with Angela was crazy, but it'll, I think, make for a better ending that's more true to what they've been trying to do with the show.
I had this Donnie Darko thing in my head when they announced it was the last season. Like,
I know
this whole,
are you a Darko fan?
What
are you a Darko fan?
What? Yes. Okay. I love Donnie Darko.
Logan had to explain it to me. But yeah, I haven't seen it in a while either. The first time I watched it, Logan pretty much had to tell me what the crap was going on.
I'm starting to doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
But it is one of the best time travel movies ever.
Oh my God. And it's so, like, it is one of those that it brings it all full circle. And when you realize what just happened, like, it is so incredibly, like, depressing, but, like, inspiring is not the right word exactly, but, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's
I know exactly what you mean.
It's the idea.
I still remember the time when I'm like, what is the thing with the thing and the falling through that? And Logan had to explain to me, like, okay, this, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is like the most brilliant movie ever made.
Yeah.
It's the idea that, like,
Trying not to ruin it for anybody. So.
I mean, everybody should watch it, but even knowing it's about time travel going in is one of those, like, because I didn't know anything. So by the end of the movie, I was just like, what the hell just happened to me? Like, I felt like I had traveled in time. Like, so I had to immediately rewatch it. But the idea that, like, in the movie, he does get kind of a second chance. But it's also the idea that's not real. You don't get a second chance. So everything you do matters. So make sure what you're doing matters.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and you know, if Mr. Robot goes down that path of, like, no, you can't fix the past. Like, you have to move forward. You have to try to put it in perspective and not continue to just live in it. Then, I mean, I'm all for it. But, yeah, like I said, ultimately, like, well, that's really depressing. They don't get a happy ending. So.
But it's not a happy ending kind of show. The show is never going to have a happy ending. Do you guys think Elliot will live through the end? Or do you think he's going to die?
I mean, I hope he does.
I don't see how it's going to be great if he doesn't.
Yeah, but I really
if
think
if he doesn't, it makes it great, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like Rogue One, which I know you haven't seen, but like I walked into that movie going, if they survive this, I'm going to be disappointed. So.
Yeah. I go back and forth. It depends on where they go with the final season.
Well, like Donnie, spoilers for Donnie Darko again, but much like Donnie Darko, like if it gets to the end and he doesn't die, like it's a lot less satisfying than,
yeah,
you know, like then what was the point of all that? Like he did all of this to try to change everybody's life and he somehow comes out better on the other side rather than, you know, just being like, no, I gave it everything I had and I'm done. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I hate to wish for the death of a character, but especially one I love.
Well, like, what I'd really like to see is him change Angela's future kind of and kind of still destroy himself, but make Angela's future better. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, sort of a self-destruct, but with positive outcome for everybody else.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what happened in Donnie Darko anyway.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I don't see how he doesn't do some kind of Donnie Darko-ish thing. Because of all the other great things he's referenced without throwing them in our face, except for Back to the Future Part 2. But that was like the clue, right? That was the clue, Scooby-Doo, that
episode all this one.
Stuff, yeah, all this stuff has something to do with time travel.
Yeah, they sort of perked my interest on that when they opened with a particle accelerator in season 3. I was like, holy shit, are they really going to go there?
Yeah, that was another thing Logan had to tell me what it was. And then once he told me, I'm like super interested in this thing.
Jess is the person, because I didn't even like really do any research. I just have read enough about the particle accelerator stuff to get myself into trouble and sound like right. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm just like pretty sure that was a particle accelerator. And I think it was Jess that tweeted this and was like, that was absolutely a particle accelerator.
I was like, I either emailed you or tweeted you or something because I was listening to the podcast and I was yelling at you. I'm like, yes, yes, that's what it is. But you couldn't hear me because, you know,
yeah.
You're on my iPhone. So,
yeah, I'm so excited and like ramped up for whatever we're going to get, and so, like, just trepidatious of, like, this is the end. And it's this weird end to this weird-ass journey that started with me sitting in a hospital bed going, like, what the hell is this show? Like, am I dreaming this? What is this? Why is this dude on the subway? And, like, everything he says is so fucking happen when gross. You watch
Law and Order.
Yeah. Oh, it was endless reruns of USA Law and Order SVU marathons or whatever. And they would just show that Donnie Darko commercial. I was like, what the hell is Mr. Robot?
Right? That promo is, aside from, do you guys remember the Fringe promos?
Yes.
No, I'm about to start watching Fringe.
You've never.
Don't ruin it for me.
It's recently become
a topic of conversation on this podcast. So I'm like, I can't believe you haven't watched Fringe. I'm like, Fringe, dude.
I know at the end of season one what happens. Logan did tell me that much.
That doesn't have any impact
on the whole rest of the series.
I had to tell him that to get him to watch it. I'm like, dude, at the end of season one, he walks up to this grave, and it turns out it's his son's grave, and you're like, well, who the hell is this guy that's been running around saying he's his son?
Oh, my gosh. I loved Fringe. Like, that was one of those things that, I mean, I saw, so here's the weird thing. Like, I saw the promos, but then, I don't know, life happened, and I don't remember. Was it, when, what year did Fringe premiere?
Do you remember?
I may have still been in college.
2010?
Oh, I was definitely not still in college.
For whatever reason, I could be wrong about that.
I didn't watch
2008.
I just finished college. So, like, I saw the promos and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then something happened. And for whatever reason, I never watched it while it was on the air. But again, I've got some friends that were, like, huge into it. And so I decided to, like, go back, like, a couple years into it. And I was like, oh, I need to watch this show. And then I got, like, totally hooked into it. So it's great. It's so great.
And unlike Lost, it has an ending. So
yeah. Lost was another one I watched after the fact. And Lost, I think, was so good because of the hype surrounding it at the time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Doesn't hold up if you don't have that hype.
It's definitely more fun to listen to people talk about it who watched it at the time than it is to actually watch it now. I love to hear Logan and Spencer talk about it, but I'm not. Well, I watched up to season three, and I was like,
you didn't even get to the best episode.
Yeah, well, five episodes into season three, I was like, nope, I'm done.
The Constant is the best episode of any television show of all time.
It is. That is a fantastic episode.
And if you do not cry at the end of that episode, you got no heart. You might as well just kill yourself. So,
there were a lot of great things about Lost.
Even thinking about that scene just makes me, like, I'm just like, oh my God, man. Desmond, such a great character that ultimately was wasted.
Yeah. That actor, speaking of him, was supposed to appear at Dragon Con, and I don't think he ever showed up, because, like, I went to, like, one of the panels that, like, had all the actors on it from the 100, or I guess he's on that show.
So
my friend's like, oh, because I've never watched it, my friend's like, well, you should come, because the guy from Lost is going to be on it. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool, like, I'd go just to kind of see him. But he never showed up.
Henry
Ian Cusick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like,
that's a shame.
I was like, oh, well, that's kind of sad. It was like on Saturday night. Like, it was kind of weird. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you meet any other cool people?
Not in person. I mean, I did a lot of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, actually. I know that's, I don't think you have. Have you guys been super enthralled?
Time travel.
I've really been enjoying S.H.I.E.L.D. I loved this last season.
I really enjoyed last season. I liked the Ghost Rider stuff from the season before.
Ghost Rider is okay.
I did not like the book of, what's it called?
The Darkhold.
The Darkhold. I should know this. I read the freaking comics. I didn't like the Darkhold stuff. I did like the alternate reality computer world episodes. I was like, this is fun.
I love that.
I did like those. The framework where they're like, what's his name was a bad guy?
Fitz.
Yeah, Fitz.
Yeah.
And I thought this last season was really good. It'll be interesting to see if it gets another season after this upcoming quote unquote.
Yeah, I want to know, what do you think, Jess? I say it's going to get canceled.
I already thought they already announced it was the final, and I was saying that to one of my friends, and they're like, no, they haven't said that. And I'm like, they're not bringing it back till summer, and they're bringing it back for what, 12 episodes?
Yep.
How are they going to as much as I love this season, and I've liked the series, like, for the most part, like, through the whole run, and it's always sad when, like, one of your favorite shows, like, goes off the air, right? But the way they ended this, for me, was, like, completely perfect, and I kind of don't think they could have topped that for a series finale, like, kind of just wanted them to
leave. I don't either.
I agree with you, and I think ABC and the showrunners agreed with you, but Disney will not let them cancel this show.
Yeah, which, I mean, is
fine,
but...
If you like Daisy, she's going to show up in a new Marvel show. Well,
it's a cartoon.
The New Warriors?
Secret Warriors.
Secret Warriors. Yeah, Daisy's going to be in that.
Yeah, aren't a bunch of them voicing characters in there?
Yeah,
All I know is Daisy was going to be in it. I didn't know if anybody else was going to be in it or not.
I think May is in it. Maybe? She posted something on Instagram.
Fitz and Simmons, Ian DeCastaker, and I forget her name. They were in Ultimate Spider-Man on and off as those characters.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now I want to watch Ultimate Spider-Man.
It's a fun show. I really enjoy it.
Gotta be a better Iron Fist than Iron Fist.
Season 2 is pretty good, man. It's much better than Season 1. Also, Luke Cage is great, and I know you didn't really dig that either, so whatever.
Just Daredevil. Well, actually, Punisher was good. Daredevil and Punisher is the only ones I liked.
Season 2 of Jessica Jones was excellent, man.
It was better.
I haven't had time to dig into any of these. I watched like the most of the first season of Daredevil.
Well, Jess, we have no lives.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. During school hours, I'm like, how many episodes of whatever can I get in before she gets home from school?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm about to get busier, though, because holy crap, I have a lot of shows to watch this year. It's going to be a lot of binge-watching on weekends, because weeknights, I just...
Yeah, well, that makes me and Jess happy, because it makes us happy that they moved, Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to the summer, so that's two that get moved to the summertime.
Well, did they move Gotham? I thought Gotham was still, it's short, but I thought it was still opening in the fall.
I thought they moved it to the summer.
I thought it was mid-season, so we all thought different things.
Oh, that's three different times.
One of us is right.
I think The Gifted is the first one back, so...
Another one I need to watch.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, The Gifted was really good.
It's a lot like CW. It's a lot of pretty people doing...
You got me Googling Gifted. What was I Googling? Gotham. I typed in Gifted.
Yeah, Gifted comes back in 2 weeks, I think.
I can't believe shows are like already starting.
Summer went by super fast.
So fast. This whole year has gone by so fast. It's crazy.
Was any other big Dragon Cons? It's amazing to me that you even... I just can't do it anymore. I guess I have anxiety issues. So, like, all those people, I'm just like, I can't do this.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're not alone. Like, I mean, my husband can't do it either. Like, he hates that. Like, he gets like claustrophobic when there are that many people that close to him. Like, it freaks him out. So
Yeah.
he doesn't go either. I usually just go and either meet up with some friends. There was a lot of years where I just went down and did it just for like by myself and just like went to all the things and like hung out, just chat with people online. You make friends.
Yeah, I'm terrible at making friends. Not good at the
But
small talk stuff.
at Dragon Con, the small talk is, hey, what did you think about last season's Flash? Like, I hate small talk. I hate people, but I can do Dragon Con because those are my people. There's 75,000 of them all in one place.
Until you get one dude on a panel who's just like, look, here's what's really happening. Like, oh my God, dude.
He kept going off on tangents too. Like, he went off in this thing for like talking about, we started talking about Flash villains and we started talking about Arrow. And I'm like, are we talking about Legends or like what are we talking about right now? And it was just, he made me mad.
So y'all want to know who was right?
Me?
Yes.
Of course you were right, Logan. Hang up on him, Jeff. Oh wait, he's hosting the call, aren't you? How do I kick you off
Technically,
this
still hang
call?
up if I wanted to, but.
Call back to Tim, who doesn't listen to this podcast. Hashtag Logan's always right.
Well, you know why it's coming back mid-season? Because Fox has the NFL Thursday
Yeah.
night football game.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it has something to do with their NFL schedule.
The
Makes
NFL
sense.
ruins everything.
No, I like the NFL. So, actually, I'm starting to like the NFL even more than usual. So,
I like still like college football better.
I spent most of my 20s and up to mid 30s working on Saturdays, so college
Oh.
football just never was a thing for me. So,
Yeah, I'm a big fan, but I never got to watch it because I worked in the same business Logan did. But this year has been fantastic.
yeah, we worked in the pizza business and show up to
Well, I have
somebody's
two
house and.
TVs too this year in my room, so I'm like, okay, I got football on my computer on both TVs, and I'm checking scores on my phone.
Awesome.
Yeah, I almost had a massive overload last weekend. Asked Logan, I was like, oh my God, this is like the greatest weekend of my entire life.
There's nothing but football on every channel. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I guess
Monday.
we should wrap it up so everybody can get some sleep. Except
Yeah.
Ryan, you don't have to
Oh,
work
dang,
in the
it's
morning.
10:30.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that late.
So it's Tomorrow's Legends is the podcast. You can what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter is at Jess in Atlanta.
There you go.
It's
I knew it,
easy.
but
Yeah.
I just figured I wouldn't jump in and be like, and Twitter at
That's fine.
we're at Mr. Robot Podcast. You can tweet us. We're not really as active as we should be on Twitter. But we're fairly active on the X-Wing Files Twitter handle, which is at the X-Wing Files, which is where this podcast is hosted. If you like Star Wars, you should go check that out. It's a fun Star Wars podcast that's not all like moody and like, this is what's wrong with Star Wars. So it's mostly us just goofing around and taking Star Wars quizzes online. So it's a good time. But yeah, go tweet us, email us, MrRobotPodcast@gmail.com. Go check out the Tomorrow's Legends podcast if you're a fan of that show. If you're not a fan of that show, every episode is, I'm pretty sure, currently streaming on Netflix, and you absolutely should watch it because it's fun.
It is fun.
So, all right, well, we'll be back. Well, actually, next we're gonna start our Mr. Robot rewatch. So, which I mean, I assume Jess is gonna join us for at some point. So, what's your favorite
Sure.
episode?
Of Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's hard to pick.
It's really hard to pick. I can't think of one.
I think our plan is to do them like in two episode clips, like just two episodes at a time. That way we don't spend half a year doing
Dang it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're planning on having guests. Maybe not every episode, but every once in a while. So, I kind of put Jess on the spot, but our buddy Adam Spencer has agreed, if we can, you know, get him out of his little hiding place. And who else did we get? Oh, Really Evil Rob, who has the best Twitter name ever, Ebba. And somebody else, I think, was going to come on, and I don't remember who.
Someone else tweeted back when you tweeted it out to all of us. I mean, yeah, I'll definitely join you guys.
It was a brave traveler. That's who it was. Whoever's Twitter handle that is. I'm like, this person interacts with us all the time, and I don't even know who it is. So, so yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait to get into the rewatch. And then the next show we're going to talk about is Homecoming. And that's in November, I think. So we got a long way to go.
I know. Right before we watch it, I'm going to make my prediction like I did with Mr. Robot and see if I'm right. I already got an idea of what it is.